but now is the test of the test. They cannot use the sample which determined the scoring for them. That's going backwards. They must take the test to another 1,000 people independently and run it out to see whether the happy ones are the ones that score high or not. They do not do that because it's too much trouble, A, and the few times that they tried it, B, it showed that the test was no good. Now, looking at the troubles that we have with all the unscientific and peculiar things in the world, there are a number of them which cannot be associated with difficulties in how to think, I think, but are just due to some lack of information. In particular, there are believers in astrology, of which, no doubt, there are a number here. Astrologists say that there are days when it's better to go to the dentist than other days. There are days when it's better to fly in an airplane for you if you are born on such a day and such an hour. And it's all calculated by very careful rules in terms of the position of the stars. If it were true, it would be very interesting. Insurance people would be very interested to change the insurance rates on people if they follow the astrological rules, because they have a better chance when they are in the airplane. Tests to determine whether people who go on the day that they are not supposed to go are worse off or not have never been made by the astrologers. The question of whether it's a good day for business or a bad day for business has never been established. Now, what of it? Maybe it's still true, yes. On the other hand, there's an awful lot of information that indicates that it isn't true. Because we have a lot of knowledge about how things work, what people are, what the world is, what those stars are, what the planets are that you are looking at, what makes them go round, more or less, where they're going to be in the next 2,000 years is completely known. They don't have to look up to find out where it is. And furthermore, if you look very carefully at the different astrologers, they don't agree with each other. So what are you going to do? Disbelieve it. There's no evidence at all for it. It's pure nonsense. The only way you can believe it is to have a general lack of information about the stars and the world and what the rest of the things look like. If such a phenomenon existed, it would be most remarkable, in the face of all the other phenomena that exist, and unless someone can demonstrate it to you with a real experiment, with a real test, took people who believe and people who didn't believe and made a test and so on, then there's no point in listening to them. Tests of this kind, incidentally, have been made in the early days of science. It's rather interesting. I found out that in the early days, like in the time when they were discovering oxygen and so on, people made such experimental attempts to find out, for example, whether missionaries, it sounds silly, it only sounds silly because you're afraid to test it, whether good people like missionaries, who pray and so on, were less likely to be in a shipwreck than others. And so when missionaries were going to far countries, they checked in the shipwrecks whether the missionaries were less likely to drown than other people, and it turned out that there was no difference. So lots of people don't believe that it makes any difference. There are, if you turn on the radio, I don't know how it is up here, it must be the same, in California, you hear all kinds of faith healers. I've seen them on television. It's another one of those things that it exhausts me to try to explain why it's rather a ridiculous proposition. There is, in fact, an entire religion that's respectable, so-called, that's called Christian Science, that's based on the idea of faith healing.